If a city grows quickly, we might say it sprang up overnight. This state capital literally sprang into existence in just one night. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
April 21st, 1889. Michael Dean shares the story of the land run that created Oklahoma's capital city.
The day before the land run, there were something in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15 people living here, and that's all. By the evening of April the 22nd, the next day, there was an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 people who came in here who were staking out town lots and intended to live in what was going to become Oklahoma City.
In the mid-1880s, the Santa Fe Railroad extended a line from Kansas City to Dallas.
Where that railroad came through the central part of the territory, there was a river, the North Canadian River, and they built a small station there for the locomotives to be able to pick up water for the steam, and they named that station the Oklahoma Station.
Oklahoma is two Choctaw words, meaning home of the red man. The railroad helped give it a new city name. There were plenty of people ready to move into the territory well ahead of the land run, though. In the 1870s and 80s, David Payne organized people to settle the lands because he said they were in the public domain.
So he would bring people from Kansas down here. They were called boomers because that word at that time would be synonymous with the word promoting. So he was booming or promoting the idea of being able to settle in these unassigned lands.
Payne's efforts were quickly squashed on multiple occasions.
Hundreds and sometimes even thousands of people would come with him. They were the boomers, and the army from Fort Reno would round them up and take them back to Kansas. But that's where the term boomer came from.
Eventually, the land was open in the spring of 1889, and the state and its eventual capital grew to prominence literally overnight. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.